Mr. Moreno, Moreno, first name Guillermo, Guillermo, 625-61, today's the 18th. Chief complaint, follow-up hypertension, number two, upper back pain, number three, history of fatty liver, number four, symptoms of sleep apnea, number five, extensive history of smoking, number six, leg pain, number seven, arm pain related to the upper shoulder pain. Patient is married. 45-year-old, no, patient is a 60-year-old gentleman, been working on forklifts for years, he's been married, he has three children, he doesn't smoke, but he does drink alcohol, complains of upper back pain for the past 2 weeks, sometimes he has numbness in his arm on the right side, period. In the paragraph, he wants to get an x-ray to make sure his x-ray is okay, he was a heavy smoker in the past. Period. New paragraph. Today's x-ray is okay. There's no abnormality on the x-ray. The pain appears to be suprascapular in origin, but he does have other symptoms that we needed to look into today. Period. New paragraph. He has issues with prostate. He has BPH symptoms, and he's under care of a urologist at Methodist Hospital. Period. New paragraph. He does have arthritis. He takes Mobic, and he's been helping his arthritis except for the shoulder pain related to the most likely his job. Period. New paragraph. He also has leg pain, some leg swelling, a lot of snoring, a lot of tiredness and mornings, difficulty sleeping from time to time, no hematemesis and hematochezia, no seizure convulsion, positive BPH symptoms, and positive palpitation, and sometimes dizziness at work. Family history, strong family history of stroke, diabetes. Mom is alive, has diabetes. Other family members have died of stroke. Dad died a long time ago. He doesn't know what. Social, no smoking, positive drinking, married, as was mentioned. Allergy, none. Immunization for COVID, up-to-date surgery, appendectomy, foot surgery. Medical problems, hypertension, DJD, BPH, medication, Mobic, Flomax, Losartan, hydrochlorothiazide, 100/25. Also on review of system, put review of system as above. Also, he's been having sinus symptoms and would like something for his sinuses. He's weighing 265, up 7 pounds, 99%, 98.4, 16, 73, 132 over 81. Heart positive, small positive to lungs, uronchi, abdomen, soft, TMs, clear, skin, no rash. Oral mucosa without lesion. There's definitely tenderness noted over the suprascapular region on the right side. Number one, hypertension controlled, continue with current medication. Number two, symptoms of sleep apnea associated with weight gain, lower extremity swelling, lying down sometimes to rest in the afternoon, let's see, falling asleep when driving or in the theater, watching television, and severe snoring. We'll set up for sleep apnea. Number three, testosterone level last checked within normal limits. Number four, BPH on Flomax. The ultrasound also shows a huge prostate. See results. Number three, or next number, blood work up to date. Next one is TSH up to date. Next one is cholesterol up to date. Next one is leg pain, multifactorial, most likely related to his job. No DVT or PVD was noted. Next one is same thing goes for the arm. No PVD DVT noted. Next number, echocardiogram shows enlarged right ventricle. Difficult study because of his COPD, extensive smoking, and the lungs that wrap around the heart will obtain ejection fraction is 60 to 62%. Will obtain a sleep study as well. Next number, as far as carotid is concerned, there's no sign of carotid obstruction, significant carotid obstruction. Next number, fatty liver noted. Next number, lose weight. Next number is it's going to be hard for him to lose weight if he really does have symptoms of, if he really does have sleep apnea. We'll get into the bottom of that. Next number, last blood test was up today and discussed with the patient. Next number, because of his pain in his back, we're going to switch him from Mobic to Lofena, L-O-F-E-N-A, and recheck in 2 weeks. Thank you.